welcome back to the Six of Wands. This is the third Six of Wands of this year. It's March, the year of our Anno Luciae 6020. And as you can see, it is burning right up. A lot is going on. And these are the best of times. They are the worst of times. And as long as we maintain our sovereignty and live spiritually, and I dare say, make sure that we exist only in carbon-based life forms, you know, without uploading your consciousness. Do you find this a strange way to begin the show? Do you really? I've heard men who I have so much respect for that are of such high notion in what you can understand awareness can lead to, and these are very respectable people, and even they say, you know, I don't want to see robots replacing people. I don't want to see the AI take hold. Or basically what we're talking about is Steiner's Eighth Sphere in that sense, that false Sephiroth that I believe Alex Kazemi was talking about with Miguel. As always, big thank you to three of my dearest and favoritest and bestest friends and mentors in the magical community. And I speak across timelines, of course, for certain lines are already much more maturing and others are in the future. And if you're confused by what I'm saying, that's all right. All you need to know is that I'm giving a hefty, loving shout out to, of course, we're going to start with Frater Xavier and we'll say Miguel Connor of Aeon Byte, Nostic Wadial with Vance the Moondog, and all of the great people who are part of listening to those shows and communities. Of course, the third one, thank you for your courage, and always gratitude to Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. Podfather. It's like thing one and thing two. So this is the part of the show that you will get your name read and get your executive Hollywood-level producer credit for the Six of Wands, episode three. And, of course, those who donate get to play in the value-for-value role-playing game. The highest donations go first, and of course, if it's a month where we're still getting the show up and, you know, wings built, like I humbly state we are, then you get to hear some of the favoritest people in my life get to come on here, and you're going to hear Taylor and Joey this evening. Taylor's the creator of the Sigil Arcanum Tarot, and more about Tarot coming soon. Look forward to that. April's going to be a great month for 2020. Of course, if you're listening to this back then, you know, back in the future, you know that it is. And also, Hey Joey J is on here with us this evening, and both of these guys play a tight game. It was a lot of fun, and things, once again, manifested out of nowhere. The creation is alive. And I'm really grateful to Miguel's interview with Alex and what Alex has brought to the table, looking at some of my favorite music from when I was younger in a whole different light. I'm trying to own, like Brother Mitch Horwitz is talking about, the shadow side in a way. I'm trying to be brave, knowing that it's a complicated game out there and you can't please everyone. And power structures that have existed, some will continue and others will change. See that Elster's putting out his alpha brain there. So what's all about, you know? I don't think I'm moneyed enough at the time to get into that. I don't have the $4,000 buy-in right now, but hey, that's cool. If he wants to come on my show and give me a free, subscription to the Alpha Brain, I'll gladly give him the interaction that you can only get by coming on to the Six of Swords. And I guess that's going to lead into the show now. We're going to bring you to the example of what you get for when you donate to the show by going to occultfan.com and hitting the donate link, or you just go to PayPal. It's even better. And I need to get my chops down better on these things. I know. And anyone who's looking to volunteer to help, that is super great. You will be obviously allowed to come on the Six of Wands and play and enjoy the adventure, which right now we're going to get into. I'll say again, though, you go to occultfan.com and hit the donate button right there and donate any amount you want. If you donate $666.66, I'm not even going to say what came to mind. Seeing some silly stuff on Twitter with senior so-called politicians mocking people who would dare ask for a quorum. It's like, is this even real anymore? It's like, how fully has the AI taken over? It's not okay. And to have the moral qualms with using options to trade stocks so that you can just dig into the machine at this point, it's just like, tastes like sulfur. But anyways, people gotta make a living, I guess, somehow in, radical times. So if you make a lot of money using anything, feel free to donate some of that back this way. That's a good karma coming. And always, I consider myself, just as we all are, I'm a worthy vestibule of the energy current. You gotta have a recognition that there is a way to feed the highest aims by also feeding other people in that way. So I hope you get something out of this show because you're about to see how powerful and potent and protective this personal force is that I am and bring to the table. And I hope you also get a chance to listen to the Six of Discs. That was actually recorded right before the show. It's a pretty stream of conscious episode where I explore some themes where I'm just trying to get into there, and it goes to the Dalian places, because I am not mad. I am Salvador Dali. Wait, sorry, let me do that again. I am not mad. I am Nathan Lee Miller Foster. So check it out. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, you definitely want to donate, and you want to go to occultfan.com to do that. And you can also just go straight to the PayPal and enter occultfan@gmail.com in there. Using stylized numerical amounts like 77777, those always bonus your levels up, but any amount is definitely appreciated. And we will, at the Mitro, give the shout out to those who have donated at the regular producer level. There's, of course, a reward always waiting for those who dig into this. And I can honestly offer you things that are invisible, and it sounds so silly, but if you have the eyes of the king that Alice wishes, that the king wishes that he had, like Alice had, then you'll understand what I'm saying completely. So we build temples in the air, and then we raise the platforms of our Malkuth to meet them, rather than entering into an Ahrimanic sphere. So I want to again draw your attention to that you can donate to this show. Of course, I want to also draw your attention to some of my favorite mentors and people that I value very deeply. It's Frederick Xavier. Keep the love going. Of course, it's McGill Connor. And of course, keep the love going. That's going to be Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. And big, 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 big hugs and love to everyone. Loves and kisses to everyone who has come on the show, who will come on the show. And in the future, I appreciate what you do. I appreciate what you bring to the table. And today was a really happy day for me. Totally post-millennium thing to say, but Alex Gray liked my tweet. I'll say this, it was a really super cool video chat that they did this weekend. So check out Cosm too, and look for ways to support them in building their temple, as well as look for ways to take part in their virtual or online things like that. And a shout out to TrueStream Media, because I gotta keep it real. There's also videos with like Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza and even David Icke talking about certain things that I'm almost like silencing myself, but y'all go look it up. So there's also TrueStream Media to check out too. It's like really interesting to be in a position that I'm in. I feel like I'm definitely rocking my Pisces rising. So without further ado, let's get into my Leo moon to represent the fire, because I got Mars and Sagittarius right up on my midheaven, so you know how I roll. We know my nature, right? My nature is an upward spiraler with whom nurture doth take, rather than the Caliban, who so many are in quake. They break upon the rocks while others foam and rise. Do you not see my smile gazing down from you in the skies? I love y'all for sure. Now check us out. We got a poem coming at you from Jory Graham. Don't even know what just happened with this. My girl JJ this morning talking to me saying, inaugural. It's all weird, man. It's all good. I know you don't know what I just said, but like I'm saying that like this is some hyper, I don't know why I want to say stasis. But anyways, ultimately, may this show aid you in your transubstantiation in the spiritual sense. And remember that dark journalists, people like that, are always worth seeking out to Dr. Joseph Ferrell. These are heroes of our age. Catherine Austin Fitz. All right, I've said enough. Now onwards and inwards and upwards to the show. Six of Wands, baby. Here we go. You wanted to have vision, but the gods changed. You wanted to feel the fraction of the degree of temperature. Enter the water. Feel the minute. Leave the minutes behind. Why not be happy? What are they doing to the minutes? Each one takes that minute of you away takes away hope. We stand around. We have the sensation we dreamed the whole thing up. We didn't. And all around us, how alive rot is, and damp that never ceases kissing everything in. Discriminately, your hands, your skin fixed to fit everywhere tight, your lids holding your gaze, the rubble, the antimicrobial skins, the layers of cellophane, the rare and treasured paper, sack everything delivered up to us, as if spectacular, as if an emergency of the spectacular, and new data sets showing more new hours, days, debt, melt, scars faster rising than ever anticipated. Also, those fleeing told, no, no, not you, you are not allowed. Where are your papers? Oh, those. I know we gave them to you, but here you see we change our mind. Look, here is a changed mind, a mind whose house burned. Here is melted chromium and ash. Where your life was, stay calm. Listen to authorities. Rebuild. Imitate. Believe. Wait, because it will come again. Over the ridge, the licking flare, as if pure hunger were curling all over you now. The fire of the flashlight, don't move, I beg you, never move. Figure out what the day is, what the they wants. Pretend it's laughter, it's a refrain, pay up. As for the recent past, it's got too much history. A mind can set the match to, but see, the fire prefers not to die, no, and we oblige, we feed it, we keep it. Unpayable. Hi, welcome to the Six of Wands. The Six of Wands is the live sub-series show of the Six of Swords series, the art and spirituality and healing show, and this is the live edition known as the Six of Wands. The wands are fire. Walk with me, right? So this evening, we have began with a selection of a fiery poem, as we always do, and it is Runaway by Jory Graham. I have a fascination deep with Jory. I discovered her Hybrids of Plants and Ghosts way upon a time at a mobile book fair. And she had a gray tone Rothko on the cover. And something about her called out to me this evening. And I kept saying, I have to use a Jory Graham. I don't know why. And midst through reading that, I had the revelations. No, I did not pick that poem purposefully, dear listener. I simply am connected as a poet is. So that is very interesting kismet, if you will, but I do not think it's at all an accident. These are magical operations we are performing as we speak. Thank you for listening to the Six of Wands. This is also the part in the beginning of the show where you can donate to the show by going to www.occultfan.com and hitting the donate link, or you can just go to PayPal and enter in occultfan@gmail.com. The amount that you put in is special. You can use 6969, use any number that you like. Some people do like to use 420. I prefer any amount that means something to you. For the sake of this show, any donation that is $66.66 will be considered especially blessed and graced and connected, and these things only build and build. I would like to say one quick note from the last episode of the Six of Wands. We were hunting in a way, or rather we were adventuring, or in a sense of hunting, we were trying to find the unicorn who had escaped into the forest, and we were moving through the descending forest.
And suddenly a clay pot was broken and a genie came out and attacked our adventurers. So things happen in this show that we don't even expect. It is live and alive as we make it. And we have two awesome friends of mine this evening here with us. Both of them have been on the show before, so they're veterans. They know what they're doing. In this case, we have Joey J. Hey, Joey.
How's it going, everyone?
And we also have my man, T-Baby, also known as Taylor Bell, also known as the creator of one of the bitchinest tarot decks that has hopefully gotten into your hands by now. If you're listening to this, I want you to own a copy of his deck. But Sigil Arcanum Tarot, Taylor Bell, how are you, bud?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, we're about to begin our adventure now. There's no time like the present, and fire is of action. So just to give people listening the catching up into what this is the Six of Swords' value-for-value role-playing game lived out live on the Six of Wands. And when you donate to the show, your value goes back into the creator of the show, as is wont to be in the value for value game. And in this specific iteration, we get to have an entire universe created out of what your value becomes. So it's even greater. It's like putting an exponential. I like to think of it as a 3 on the end of your value. You're giving that, but you're getting that much more. So we're beginning this evening as we have moved from the middle exit of the descending forest. And the descending forest has taken us into a very hot and dry and direly burning sensation. So dry in the throat overtakes the party. And as we know, we have 4 different members of the party. We have our thief. These are all based off of Final Fantasy IX beginning analogs. So we have a thief, we have a knight, we have a black mage, and a white mage. The black mage can partner with the soldier to do magic sword. So that is the reason why this evening Joey J will be manning the thief and the white mage, and T-Baby will be taking care of our knight and black mage. And for the edification of our dear travelers this evening, Joey and Taylor, we have magic that can be used up to these very basic levels. We're all learning as we do this. So just the focus is more about what happens and as we experience the game moving forward. Not so much, don't get caught up on how many hit points and at this stage in the game too, since this is all we're just at the beginning really, and your humble XM is still figuring out how to keep the flow going better and better and better, I will totally probably let you live. So with that being said, you enter into the Burning Desert, which, by the way, is not the final name. It's going to call it the Corona Desert, so might as well call it what we're going to call it. So you enter into the Corona, a Burning Corona Desert. That's what this place is called. And you are beset on both sides of you by huge mountains that separate the forest and the desert. And as you enter in, you are instantly set upon by 3 men in black. And now you're in a fight. So go. Your options each turn, you can choose to do one option. So Joe, you get to do one thing. You could say, I attack with my thief and I attack with my white mage. White mages are all about healing, so they do shit for damage, but they can heal your party. So you don't always have to take a turn if you don't want to. But right now, I'm just giving you the brief understanding of things. And of course, Taylor, you can attack with your knight or use magic sword in combination with the black mage, as long as your black mage is not knocked unconscious and as long as they have the necessary magic points to do so. And the way we're going to do points and things like that, I'll basically let you know if you have enough or not. Don't worry about it. It's just going on in the background. And of course, with the black mage, you can donk him with your little cypress stick, or you might want to stick to doing black magic. And one thing that the black mage can do that the other characters can't do, you can choose to take a turn to charge him up so that the next turn you do, he'll do double damage with that black magic. So those are the few key things. Otherwise, it's all just discussing, do we want to go this way or do we want to go this way and do we want to attack this or not? So right now, you guys are in the fight. So Joey, how are you going to start?
I guess I will attack with the thief and might as well attack with the white mage as well. Both same right. target.
All right, same target. So we're going to say, what, the first, second, or third men in black?
2 second.
Second? All right, so, okay. And Taylor, what are you going to do?
So would I be able to use the black mage to charge up the magic so that on the next turn I can use the combination with the soldier?
No, you can't do that.
Okay.
It's so, just, no, don't ask. No, no, none of that stuff. It's just, it's what's presented. It's no extra role play.
Okay.
It's not, I just, I say, don't ask that, but like, just like it's really as presented and
sure.
People listening to this, it's really as, it's very simple. There's not like, oh, can I look at the color of the thing to make the thing? No, just very simple.
Okay, then I'm going to attack with the soldier, and I'll charge up the black mage for the next
turn. Nice. Excellent, excellent. All right, so, yeah, you guys absolutely...
And we'll attack number one.
Oh, you're attacking one?
Yes. Distribute a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, you would have killed the second one, but instead, you sure you want to do that? I'm gonna let you choose to just.
Oh, if he's looking that bad after the first.
Yeah, one, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I'm suggesting.
But sure, yeah, I'll do number two.
You just took that mofo right out. That's a good idea because these things keep fighting. You know, they keep attacking. So, all right, on your first turn, you already took out the first man, one of them. Good stuff. And your other mage is currently charging. All right, so the first man in black attacks. Your thief and takes him down to 70%, and your third man in black attacks your soldier and takes him down to 80%. And yeah, now it's your turn again. Joey, what's up?
Attack with the thief and heal with the white mage. Heal the thief.
All right, sweet. And also, you can do a group healing spell, and it will regain a little bit for everyone. That's another option.
Oh, yeah, let's do that since we're not that damaged.
All right, great. So that brings your thief up to 90%, and it brings your knight fully back up to 100. And both your mages are still looking great. And I'm going to ask now Taylor, what are you going to do?
Yeah, so I've charged up my black mage, so I'm going to fire with him, and then I'm going to attack with the soldier, whoever the thief attacked.
Okay, let's see here. So the thief is attacking. Yeah, Joey, we didn't designate a target on that one. You want to attack the first guy or third guy?
I'll just do the first.
All right, cool. So thief and knight and black mage is on three, right? You're going to do the other guy. So, yeah. By the way, since I'm just, like, totally not, like, the third man in black is a blizzard and the first one's a fire. So does that change what spell you want to throw at your... You want to throw at the third man in black, Taylor?
What kind of energy does the black mage do?
So he does the basic spells right now, fire, electric, and blizzard. So
if it's
the blizzard guy, you're going to want to hit him with a...
With fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Brazilian. All right, dude. Your actions took out them. You just killed both of them. They didn't even get a chance to use any of their special doodads, so we'll get down to that. Yeah, y'all already just won the first fight. So now...
Sing the song that they play when you win.
It's how you can tell it's a quality podcast. So now you have a different direction. Now you have three different directions. You can move forward, you can move left, or you can move right. Between yourselves, where do you guys want to move?
Oh, what do you think, Joey? I'm leaning towards left.
I was thinking right, but
should we split it down the middle and go forward?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, let's go forward.
That's exactly the way the show works. That's perfect, perfect, perfect. Excellent, wonderful. All right, y'all are in a fight again. You just got jumped. And this time it is two men in black and what appears to be a gargoyle come to life flying. So... You're dealing with a creature that's flying, which makes it extremely hard to get with your physical fighting. So just saying that, it seems that it's weak against fire, by the way. Does seem that now you have a men in black. One of the men in black is a fire one, and the other one is a Men in Black, that's a blizzard one. So that's the fire and then the blizzard. And then you also have the flying gargoyle that is weak against fire, or so it seems for now. But yeah, remembering that, the thief can still steal from it with no problem. It's just dealing physical damage is an issue until it's at least earthbound again. So the way to get it earthbound might be to attack it with some good magic or something. But Joey, where do you want to start this off at?
I'm going to steal from the gargoyle with the thief.
Nice, dude. Looks like you just stole a... You got a potion. Nice, dude. Good one. See, if your white mage is like not doing something or is biz or something, you can also heal using like an item by any guy. So you just got a nice reprieve for that. Nice. I was about to like give you some kind of like cool ass dagger or something. I'm like, we're too early for that. All right. I'm quite transparent for an XM. All right. And Taylor, what are you going to do? Your white mage. What are you going to do with her? Just let her chill out for a second? Just pass? Like maybe put her into a defense mode, like blocking or something?
That sounds good. I was just about to ask that. So yeah, defend.
There's a block mode. Like I think you like press right on the controller and it says block or defend. So whatever. Yeah. So she's defending right now. So if she gets hit by a physical damage, she'll be a little less hurt. All right, tell her, what are you gonna do?
I would like to use the black mage to fire at the gargoyle with some fire damage. And then use the soldier to attack Men in Black number one.
So Men in Black number one gets taken down to 50% life. The gargoyle is struck by the fire, and it seems to disturb it, but it's still flying there. It's down to 80%. And Men in Black two is just still chilling, I think. So, that looks good. So you stole the potion and she's in defense. The other attack. So now it's your turn to get attacked. The Men in Black hits your thief with fire, bringing it down to 60%. The other Men in Black with blizzard hits your knight, bringing him down to 70%. And the gargoyle slashes at your defended white mage. However, she's got like shit for defense anyway, so this almost kills her. It brings her down to 30%. Actually, this is called 25% life right now. Black mage is still good, like what the fuck, and it's now your turn. Joey, go. By this point, you guys can just see that it will be Joey Taylor.
All right, let's do a group heal with the white mage and then use the potion. Have the thief use the potion on the white mage.
Nice one. Excellent. Dude, you're really good at this. And Taylor, what are you doing?
I think I like the strategy of firing with the black mage towards the gargoyle again. Same move. And then you said the Men in Black number one is looking at 50?
Yeah. You could probably take him out with a soldier hit.
Yeah, let's hit him again then with the soldier.
All right, great. You hit the gargoyle. After doing a group heal, so your group heal brings you up from, so you were at 60, 25, and 70, so that brings you up. Your white mage is fully healed now at 100% again, and you're up to 90% on your soldier and 80% on your thief, and still at 100 for your black mage. The fire does another 20 damage, but this time knocks the gargoyle to the ground. So nice. It's down. Yeah, it's totally accessible now at 60%. The first Men in Black staggers to the ground and bleeds out in just a really embarrassing fashion. It's what he gets for being a fascist. And then the Blizzard Men in Black. That's still there. He's about to do some shit. But all right, that's what happened. And unless I forgot something, that's where we're at. So now y'all are going to be attacked again. The gargoyle breathes some strange electric, like frozen, like it looks like it's electricity, but it's like frozen crystals of like electric rays of blizzard energy. So he sprays that and across the swath and hits all four of your characters for about 10% each, bringing a 70. So everyone takes about 10% damage on that. And oh, finally the black mage gets hit. Can't get clean. So then the gargoyle blasts that, and the second man in black is also going to toss down a strange device on the ground, but nothing else happens. So now it's your turn, except that there's a, looks like one of those weird Ghostbuster traps or something, but yeah. So he's thrown something on the ground, and that doesn't look good. That looks like something could come out of that, like another enemy, even another gargoyle, if you're not careful. So one option is to, whenever you see them throw these little devices on the ground, you can just designate an attack to the device and explode the device, or you can hope to kill all the other remaining enemies, and that device just becomes moot. But yeah, I'm warning you about that thing right now. So Joey, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to have the white mage bop the device.
Absolutely.
And then have the thief attack the gargoyle.
Awesome. And Teller?
Sorry. So how is the first man in black, or the second man in black looking? He's pretty
good. He's at 100% still.
He's still at 100. Okay. We're going to hit him with the soldier.
Yep.
And the gargoyle is at 60.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll hit the gargoyle again with the, actually, you know what? We're going to charge up the black mage and try to come back at him next time.
Okay. Did you want to utilize the magic sword to really do some damage on that man in black?
Oh, sure. Yeah, because he's at 100. Yeah. Let's do that.
All right. You can only do that like once or twice per fight, I guess. But like, okay, maybe once. See, again, we're not using points right now proper, but yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that's critically effective. Joey, your bop destroys the box. The thief is able to slash about... Thief's not supposed to be super strong, get it? So like, I'm going to give you about 15% for that attack, and that's being, I feel generous to bring it down to 45. So then you've taken care of that issue of the box. The Men in Black 2 gets fucking annihilated by the magic sword. It's just stupid strong because you used fire, so it's fire sword. It took it right out. I mean, that's 100% effective. Like, it just instant kill. That Men in Black's out. Its little box is out. You're left with a grounded gargoyle that could at any moment, even the next turn, take off again. Or it could just begin slashing like mad. We'll see. That thing is getting desperate. So, I believe it is now the turn of the gargoyle. And that's a desperate gargoyle. It performs a radical move where it jumps up into the air and charges at your black mage, TKOing it immediately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. I did not see that coming. So you still are left with 70, 90, and 80, respectively. So fairly healthy team. And you got one guy who needs some kind of Phoenix down, or the white mage can use a life spell and recover his life up to 75%. So not all is over. It's just a little bit of a eek of vault. So Joey, what are you going to do?
Well, we're definitely going to revive that black mage.
Yep.
And then attack with the thief.
Are you using a life spell to do that, or are you using a Phoenix down?
We'll save the Phoenix down, so we'll do a life spell.
I love that you... Oh, this is so good. All right, great. And so life spell, and you're attacking for... That's going to be another... Okay, and so assuming that the thief doesn't miss, Taylor, what are you going to do?
Does the Phoenix down give you back up to 100%?
No, Phoenix down is more like a weaker form of it anyways. It's probably like a 50%.
Oh, okay.
And also your black mage is still getting revived right now, obviously. So
okay, cool. So then with the soldier, I will attack the gargoyle.
Awesome. I'm going to be generous. That's going to do a good, so you got the gargoyle down to 15% life now. It's on death's edge and death's door. And yes, that works. So your black mage is back alive up to the life spell, brings it up to 75%. And your thief is attacking. So that takes it out. The gargoyle's dead. And you guys have won. So now we're back on the map. And, you guys won, you guys got an extra Phoenix down for that, actually, to add to your inventory, because, you know, who's counting?
Nice.
But you got something, and it is good. It's going to start to mean stuff. So, all right, you've gone straight now, and your options are, You can go straight or you can go back.
Oh, okay. So do we have any kind of destination at all? Or
you're trying to get the hell out of the desert.
Right. Okay. I gotcha. And we don't know particularly like which way the best way would be to get out of the desert.
As is a typical desert, it's a pretty grueling affair, and you're going to end up getting lost unless you stick to the walls or make the right choice. But you can go forward or back for now.
See, I'm almost inclined to go back, but I don't know if that's a good idea necessarily.
What does Joey think, though?
I don't know. I was going to say straight, but...
I'd encourage you to do that.
Okay. I mean, my only concern is that we're going straight out into the middle of the desert. So, you know, if we get turned around, it might not be good, but...
Don't overthink it.
I mean, we could definitely do that.
I like that you're thinking that way, though. Don't overthink it, but you put exactly the right amount of thought into that. I am also kind of gently guiding you too. It is completely valid and perhaps good to go back. But if you're going, it sounds like you guys are going to go forward. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Great. Well, this is kind of the right way to go. There is now, you guys are actually already at the mini boss for this level.
Yeah, they are. Welcome to the Midtro. Surprise. This is the part of the show where those who have donated to the Six of Swords, Six of Wands, Six of Discs, Cups, and the Value for Value role-playing can get their names read. This is the producer level, so anything that is beneath $200, so $100.99 American, up to $50. Anything below that is going to be anonymous for anonymous reasons, and it allows people to donate in different amounts and smaller sustaining ability amounts so that you can support the show, but you don't necessarily need to have your messages read. I appreciate the sustaining donors that we have that are underneath the levels. They are doing the really good work while they're making it so that they don't need to have all the credit read. And at the same time, a guy like me, I understand getting the credit read. So thank you to all who do donate and continue to do that. And I encourage you to do that. $42 amounts, anything you like. So if you hear this and it resonates with you and you want to support the show, you know to do that. That's how the Value for Value role-playing game model works. And you will get to come and play the show yourself. And soon enough, this will become even more rewarding on all the threes and mores and sevens levels. So, yeah. Anyways, let's see what happens now. Thank you for listening, as always. And again, feel free to donate at occultfan.com. But feel free to. Not obligated. Or something like that. Unless you feel obligated. And then you can do that too. But as long as it's of your own free will. You know how it goes. And now back to the show.
So this is now going to be three men in black, two gargoyles. And I'm not surprised to see this, but I'm so tempted to make a certain thing right now that, it's my better taste is not to make that a zombie that's suffering from a certain. I think we all know what I'm joking right now. So, but there's no zombies there because that's totally not a desert thing. The gargoyles are totally desert, and the men in black are the ubiquitous enemy in this series. You guys see what appears to be the Matt Smith astronaut from Doctor Who, and he's in far range. So the three men in black are in the front. The two gargoyles are flying, and then you got the mini boss, which is some weird looking astronaut dude in the background. And that astronaut dude freaking uses like telepathic weapons and shit. So just like kill him as soon as you can, because he's going to be especially devastating, and he's only a mini boss. That being said, Joey, start us off then.
Oh boy.
Those gargoyles are in flight.
I feel like the astronaut, can I steal from the astronaut?
You absolutely can.
I feel like he might have something cool on him. So I'm going to steal from him and then defend with the white mage, I guess.
Cool, man. All right. And Taylor?
I'm thinking, Can I get up to the astronaut to do the combo attack with the black mage and the soldier?
You can, because he's at distance. There's a slight reduction in physical power, but that would be pretty effective against him. And all magic works equally well. He's a magically neutral.
Okay. I would like to do that then.
What about your black mage? You going to attack with the black mage as well?
Oh, I mean, can I use the combo with him and the soldier to like power up the soldier?
You actually do both. So you can attack with your black mage and... Oh. Yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Then I'll also attack one of the flying gargoyles with fire.
Great.
Cool.
All right. So Joey was wise to steal because you just stole the mage and upgraded weapon. And it will not be able to be equipped till the next fight, but this one teaches them level 2 black magic. So that's a... Yeah. That's an upgrade. Awesome. 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 And so then let's see here. We're gonna say that fire takes 20% off to bring it to 80. That gargoyle has now fallen to the earth. It worked on the first try. And yeah, your attack is super effective on that astronaut. That takes him down to 50%. And you're attacking, and then the mage is in defense. All right, now this is gonna be a shitstorm, you guys. Oh, you got vault. Get ready. All right. So again, once again, the men in black, there's 1, 2, and 3. And the first one's a fire. The second one is ice or blizzard. And the third one is a thunder / lightning, whatever you want to call it. So they each attack, except first the gargoyle that's on the ground attempts to take to flight, but doesn't, and wastes a turn doing that. The gargoyle that's in flight charges at your knight and hits it for 20 damage, bringing it down to 60. Yeah, it's getting there. A good thing you have a white mage for now. And so then the men in black with fire shoots the thief for 25 damage, bringing him down to 55. Wait, do math better. 70 minus 25 is 45. And so then the blizzard men in black shoots with his ice gun, but misses the white mage. And the lightning men in black shoots the white mage and takes her down from 90 to 75. And your black mage is chilling. And yeah, your knight, like I said, got hit a bit by the other one, I believe by the gargoyle, but I'm already like, ey. And then the astronaut doesn't do anything. It just, it's kind of just there. It seems like it's doing something. But it points one finger at one hand at the sky and the other one at the ground. It looks like it's doing some kind of weird ritual.
That's so never a good sign.
It seems that, yeah, no, you picked right up on that. Like Babylon working is going on here. You know, that's, is that Jack Parsons in that suit? Who knows? JPL. So your turn, guys. Joey.
I'll do a group heal with the white mage and attack the astronaut with the thief.
Taylor?
Nice. I will... Oof. I want to focus on the astronaut. I think I'm going to hit him with fire with the black mage. And actually, wait. Does he seems to be neutral, you said?
Yeah, yeah. Any spell will... You can... Whatever.
Do we... You said we're not really worrying about points, but do we have, like, a limited number of uses of fire and stuff like that?
Nah, dude. Or, just hit that. All right,
cool. Yeah, we'll hit him with fire, and then I'll also hit him with a soldier.
Nice. All right.
So focusing on him.
Well, between the attacks, you took out the astronaut, and your team is now healed from, let's see, your thief is at 45 and has now gone up to 65.
Hell yeah.
Your white mage was at 75, is up to 95. Your knight was at 60, is up to 80. And your black mage was 75, is at 95. So fairly healthy team, except for that thief who's at 65. And that's your turn. All right. Well, you're not going to find out what old Jack was starting to summon. Maybe old Jack was summoning old Nick. Who knows? But we have one flying and one non-flying, and we have a few different men in black, all at full health except for that non-flying, which is at 80. So the non-flying breathes some electric mess at y'all, And this time it focuses directly on your black mage. The black mage is quite adept against magic, of course, so it only takes him down to 80. And that's the grounded gargoyle's turn. That, remember, he's at 80%. So both your gargoyle there and your black mage are mano-y-mano, magico-y-magico. Your flying gargoyle charges at your knight and hits him for 20 damage, so taking him down to 60. And then you get shot at once more again by the three different men in black. Twice they shoot at your white mage and taking him down from 95 to 80, and then from 80 to 65. And then your thief gets shot at by the third lightning man in black, bringing it down to 50% life. And now it's your turn.
Is the gargoyle still grounded?
The one that has 80 damage to it is. There's one of each.
Let's group heal again with the white mage and attack the grounded gargoyle with this.
Excellent. Okay, Taylor?
All right, I'm going to use the black mage's fire against... Is it the blizzard gargoyles the one that's grounded or the one that's still flying?
They're both weak against fire.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll attack the one that has lower health.
Okay.
And then with the knight or the soldier, I'll attack one of the men in black.
Okay. Which men in black?
Are they all looking...
they're all full health. Same, right?
Okay.
You could probably take one out, though, if you use the opposite or the lightning guy. If you hit him with lightning for some reason in this system right now, it's going to hurt him.
What kind of damage does the knight do? Is it... It's
super powerful. Like, that's his thing. Like, and it's even more when you're using a magic sword. But if you use magic sword the wrong way, it could be super stupid, too, if you know what I'm saying.
I got you. Well, let's hit the lightning one.
Okay, good. So you're going to attack the grounded gargoyle, Joey, after doing a group heal. So your group heal first brings you up. I'm feeling generous right now. Your thief, for some reason, gets a disproportionate amount of healing. So bringing him up from 50 to 75. And then from 65, you're going to go up to 80. And then 60 to 80. 65. 80. You want to give him 15? 75. All right. And then, oh, you're down at 50, bud? What are you? No, 80. So you're up to 100. Black Mage is full health. All right. Woo! So, yeah, right? And now this is what's going to happen. So you're using the thief and you're using the Black Mage to attack the gargoyle. Between the two of you, that mofo's dead. I'm just killing him. He's done. And... it seems that the same thing happened with your third man in black here. That being said, don't think it's going to be all pretty, because here comes the flying gargoyle with furious vengeance at seeing its kindred slain. Whenever another gargoyle sees another gargoyle go down, it goes into a blind rage, and it's now super effing jacked. It screams at your black mage and rips it right at... just done, KO, from 100 to nothing.
Oh my gosh.
KO. And then the fireman in black is going to fire at your knight, who does not like getting hit by magic, obviously, the physical magic kind of thing, bringing him down to 50% life from 75. And the ice mage is going to attack the white mage, and it's only very little effective, so from 80 to 70 for her. All right, guys, that's where you're at now. You got a flying gargoyle who's in a rip shit, and you got a fire men in black and an ice men in black.
Okay, let's do life magic on the black mage, and how much health does the thief have?
The thief right now is at 75%, I think.
Okay, so let's just the gargoyle's flying.
Yep.
And has anyone attacked the men in black yet?
They are both at 100%.
Okay, so let's just attack number two.
Great. All right, and Taylor.
With The black mage is back up now, so I'm going to attack the gargoyle that took him down. And then he's still flying. I'll hit the same men in black with the knight.
All right, so you're attacking the I'm gonna let that go for this one. You revived him. You can use him.
I forgot. Yeah, you said last time that when he was getting up, he still needed a turn to get up, huh?
That's what I said. But
About that.
I can invoke Fool Card whenever I want to. So I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna let that happen. Sometimes you get initiative. You know what I mean? So as long as, you know, you don't feel like I'm taking it too easy on you.
The black mage is feeling pretty upset that this gargoyle took him down from 100.
I can understand. So let's say that his attack is effective and he takes him from flying down to 80% and now he's grounded. The second man in black who is attacked, and thank you from the white mage. JJ does this thing where she says thank you whenever someone heals. I think it's cute. I'm like, no one does that, love, but it's great she does. So then you guys heal them up. He's got life, and that's that. So now you're attacking with the knight and the thief. And did I hear you were attacking? Who's the knight attacking?
The same men in black that Joey attacked.
Oh, that guy's done. He's X'd. He's gone. Perfect. So now you got a men in black that's at full, and you got a grounded 80. And that guy's still ripshit, by the way. He's still, like, just, like, brutally bright red. Like, you can see, like, blood, like, pouring through its pores. So now we have a fireman in black attacking your thief, bringing it from 75 down to 50. And you have the gargoyle who blind rage rushes at your white mage but misses. So, your turn.
Group heal and attack the gargoyle with the thief.
All right. I had brought your life spell up to 80 for the black mage, but now you're going to group heal and attack the... who are you talking? The gargoyle, you said?
Yeah.
All right. And let's see. Taylor?
I think we should focus on the gargoyle too. So I'm going to hit him with... And he's a fire gargoyle?
Yep. Yeah, the gargoyles are weak against fire in general.
They're weak against fire. Okay, yeah. So I'll hit him with the black mage.
Okay.
Fire, and then I'll also hit him with the knight.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, I can tell you this. That group heal, that brought your thief up, feeling generous again, 75%. That's going to bring you up to, what the hell, white mage gets 100%. Your knight's up to 75%, and your black mage is at 100. So you got two guys at 75 and two guys at 100. And now you're going to attack that gargoyle. He is done. All of your combined effects, just the fire flashing, the sword gashing, and the thief slashing, all rock and roll. And now, then there was one. And this man in black is starting to quiver. He's looking like he doesn't quite know what he signed up for. You know, he didn't know he would have to go on a casting couch with Will Smith. Anyways, so what you gonna do after he shoots at you? Because he just shot at your white mage and took her down to 80.
Let's have the white mage defend and the thief attack.
You could also heal yourself too with cure. If you wanted to, the white mage, you could just cure yourself, you know?
Yeah, let's do that then.
And what's the, you're attacking with the thief. Okay. And, what's going on, Taylor?
Well, this might be a dumb question, but would it be possible to try to talk to the men in black, or is it just kill him?
Again, this is the moving backwards thing. There's a certain amount of laterality, but no, you can't talk to the men in black. It's Final Fantasy IX. It's a very, like, it's once you're in a random encounter, it's, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'll just attack with both the knight and the black mage.
That being said, if you use certain items, you can interact with them. Like, there are certain enemies that are friendly monsters in Final Fantasy IX that they'll actually ask you, that it's not completely confusing. They'll actually say, like, emerald or sapphire or elixir, stuff like that, like Poo Poo did in 8. But yeah, so you can use items and they will have weird effects, but right now it's pretty easy going. Good question, though.
Cool. Yeah, we'll just attack them.
Yeah, you're going to kill that motherfucker. All right. Well, basically, long story short, you're going to do a cure. So you brought your white mage back up to 100. So everyone's back at 100. And that is the end of the fight. Great job, guys. Now you're back in the map. You might have got a potion there or something. Maybe an ether. I'll give you an ether. You got an ether for winning that.
Woo!
And now you can equip that new rod for your mage if you want.
Which mage? Is it for the black mage or the white mage?
It's for the black mage.
Okay. Let's do that then.
I'll have to check the list of black magic in Final Fantasy IX like on the fly here, but I might just, instead of giving you guys like level 2, I might give you like, we'll see. You know, I'm just making this shit up. You know, it's my game. Right now, rules subject to change, but yeah, you're able to use now water, ground, and wind magic. All right, so air, water, and earth you've added. So now you have six elementals.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. Fucking cool. That's rad. I did not expect that to happen. See, these are the real things. So now you're actually, now that you've beaten the mini-boss, you've entered into the very center of the desert. And I'm not going to say how close or far you are, but right now you guys are right in the middle, and this is a respite area. There's a fountain, and if you choose to inspect the fountain, I would suggest that. But there's also 4 treasure chests and a fountain. What do you guys want to do here in this little oasis?
Treasure chests seem alluring, but I am worried about traps. Are we all at full health, or do we still have some healing left to do?
You guys are at 75, 100, 75, 100.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I think we should heal up.
Okay.
I think we should inspect the fountain. I think that might heal us.
Joey is the man. You guys are both thinking the right way. You inspect the fountain and take a cool streaming sip, and ting! Your life is up to 100% across the board. Full magic, everything's back.
Nice.
And don't be suspicious. This is an oasis for a reason. So have okay, fun. Cool.
Well, then we'll check out the chests.
All right. You're going to just open all 4 of them. Click, click, click.
Let's do it.
All right. Each of your characters get some upgraded body armor. Awesome. This was a true oasis. Now you can go left. Well, of course, you can go back one step the way you went, or you can go left, you can go upper left, you can go straight right, or you can go upper right. So the upper right is the southwest direction, by the way.
So there's no straight path?
There is no straight path right now.
I have no idea then.
I vote we go upper right.
Sounds good to me.
I forgot that I'm on video. I was like getting excited. Yes, you go upper right. That was the right way out of the desert. You guys are right towards the exit now, but you don't think you're going to get out of the desert, do you? Just without a fight. This is now the boss. This is going to be a disturbing one. It's not a cannibalistic adrenochrome addict. However, maybe in a future one. The rocks that are surrounding this portion of the desert start to tremble and quake as your party approaches with fading hope. They were so hopeful to get out of the desert until they realized that another ambush of 3 men in black, another gargoyle, all proceed. But there's something trembling and quaking as you get into an encounter with them, but you can't see what it is yet that's quaking and trembling. And if you're not careful, the quaking and trembling from this approaching disaster piece can cause you to lose a turn for your character if they get faltered by any chance. So, full health, and now your defenses are increased, and you can do water and wind and earth magic. So, the idea now is that you're going to have to deal with these 3 men in black and this other gargoyle that is flying, and hope to God that it stays alive long enough to find out what could kill you next. So, Joey, why don't you start us off?
The White Mage have any protective spells?
She does.
Asked that a long time ago. Can I protect the group as a whole?
You cannot. You can do individual castings of Protect and Shell, which I will allow to last the rest of until removed or knocked unconscious. If you cast Protect or Shell, they will stick around, though. So it might be worth to buff them.
What's the difference between the two?
Protect keeps physical damage low, and Shell keeps magic low damage low.
I'm going to cast Shell on the Black Mesh, and then defend with the Thief.
I'm looking at you like, what? You sure you don't want to just start hacking away?
And I guess that's a cue to do that then. So yeah, sure. I'll attack the Men in Black, the first one.
Great. All right. So Joey, thank you. And Taylor, what are you going to do?
I think let's attack the gargoyle with the Black Mage fire, I'm guessing. And then
you can still attack that gargoyle with the soldier too if it's in the right order. So if you say I attack that first, and it happens to be effective, so it's a chance, right?
Because the gargoyle is flying, but he's going to get grounded if I hit
him. Oh, you better hope so.
All right, cool. Yeah, let's do that, and then I'll attack with the knight.
All right, cool. Well, there's a massive rumble, but none of your characters lose their turn as whatever hell approaches. But yes, the 75 damage now to the first one from the thief, to the fireman in black. And yes, it is an effective. And you brought it down to 80 with the spell of the fire, and then you brought it down to 10% with your soldier. And this thing is not in rage mode because it didn't see its kindred die, but it's pretty pissed, but that doesn't do shit. We don't care. So and the shell is effective, effectively cast onto the Black Mage. So that leaves us with a pissed off, stupid, grounded gargoyle and an ice and lightning Men in Black. And there is a rumbling again. And the ice Men in Black stumbles around and basically can't take his turn. The lightning Men in Black shoots at the White Mage and takes her down to 80. The gargoyle makes a drastic slash at the knight, and it being physical damage only takes him down to 80 as well. So everyone's at 100 and 100 and 80 and 80. And now it's your turn again. And the ground rumbles and the Black Mage loses his turn. All right, go. Oh, yeah. Joey, though.
I'm going to do the shell on the knight and then attack that same MIB with the thief.
Taylor.
Well, I guess while the Black Mage is recuperating, we will attack the gargoyle with the knight.
Gargoyle done. Shell effectively cast, and down to 50% on the fire Men in Black, and the other two guys are just kind of flip-flops in their rounds. But yeah, nice. That looks good. I believe I got everyone there right, and. Yeah, the Black Mage has lost a turn. That sucks. Okay. So now the Ice and Lightning Men in Black and the Fire Men in Black are left. And yet another rumbling comes, and the Fire Men in Black loses his turn. The Ice shoots some ice at the Knight, who's usually weak against it, but the shell is on, so it only does 20 damage to bring him down to 60. And the Lightning shoots at the Thief, bringing him down to 75. So, that leaves you guys with Thief at 75, White Mage at 80, Knight at 60, has Shell, Black Mage at, pretty sure, 100 with Shell. So, there is now another great rumbling, and behind where the fire and the ice and the lightning, but not at long distance now, approaching right into the battle, the Sand Golem has appeared. It is twice the thrice the quadruple the height of anything you can imagine. It's so tall that your characters basically bake up like the size of one of its toes. It's just absurdly huge, the proportions of this thing. You notice a crack running up its left ankle. This is being mentioned for no reason. So you continue now. Now this is now he's here, but he's not going to be able to attack right now. Except that's bullshit because he's about to anyway. So you still have the three men in black and the sand golem now is now waded into view, blocking you and your party from the exit from the through the desert. So I believe that it's your geez, did you guys just attack yet, or is it their turn? It's their turn right now, so they're attacking. The fire.
I think they just went, and then you did the second rumble after they went, and then that was when the guy came in.
Oh yeah, it's your turn now.
All right, I'll do a group heal with the white mage and attack the crack in the foot with the thief.
Good stuff. That's basically just the only place that makes sense. It's just really big. You could just say attack the sand golem, basically. I was pretty sure that anyways, but yeah, so you're attacking the sand golem with the thief and you're healing with the white mage, Taylor. And thank you. I thought it was your turn. I'm just like, what the hell's going on? All right, you go.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to attack the sand golem as well with a combination of the powered up attack, and then I'll use the mage to attack him as well with the fire.
So you're attacking the sand golem with fire. Are you using fire as a combination?
I would think so. Does he seem like he'd probably be weak against fire, or does he seem like?
I would think fire wouldn't do shit against the sand golem, who's from the desert. But I think that something like water or wind would probably be effective.
Oh, wind! Yeah, wind sounds good because it's blows the sand away and it erodes and stuff. Let's do wind for both of those then.
Oh yeah, that's good. All right. Wow, this makes him sound all badass. Who knows how long this freak's gonna be. So that group healing brings you up to 95, 100, 80, and already 100. So now you also have the attacking against the sand golem, which brings it down to 95 from the thief. And then the air brings it down. The pure air attack from the black mage takes it down to 80. And the attack from the knight wouldn't really do too much, except that it's charged with magic, so it brings it down to 60. Jeez, this guy's weaker than I thought. Oh well. All right. Now the time when it's not so easy. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry to do this. All right. The sand golem is stupid powerful. It just lowers its fist down and crushes your white mage, and she's down to, I was gonna have her go out, but no, that's she's down to 35% health. The fire men in black shoots at your thief and gets him from 95 down to 75. The ice men in black shoots at the same thief but misses, and the lightning shoots at the black mage, who has shell on and it basically doesn't do shit. So it's 95 health, and so that's 80% for your knight. 80% for your knight. So you have 75, 35, 80, and 95. And it is now your turn.
Okay, I'm going to have the white mage heal themselves. And just keep spamming that golem, the thief.
Is it worth it to try to, you don't have to, obviously. Is it worth it to try to steal from the golem, do you think?
I don't think so right now.
Okay, so I'm going to just attack. Yeah, I'll just keep focusing on the golem. I just want to get that dealt with before we take out these men in black. Same strategy as before.
All right. You can't use magic sword again, however.
Oh, right. Well, we'll just do a normal attack with the knight. But wind with the black mage.
I want to warn you that swords against golems aren't going to, against stone, sandstone golems really aren't going to.
Oh, yeah.
You might start attacking some of those men in black.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's hit the.
The fire one's at 50. The other two are at 100.
Okay, yeah, let's hit the fire one.
All right. This is good. So you're attacking the golem with wind, and you're attacking physically, and Joey is healing your white mage. Has now gone up to 95 from 35. So she got a real good heal out of that. And the thief is attacking the golem. Again, it's only like 5%, so it's down to 55. The wind spell like crushes that mofo and knocks it down to... crushes isn't a great word. 40. Bring it to 35. 35 now. Well, it's getting there. And then the fire men in black has been eradicated. The ice men in black and the lightning men in black and the sandstone golem are what's left, and now it's their turn. The Iceman in black throws a potion at the sand golem and brings it from 35 up to 60% life. And the lightning men in black shoots at your thief, bringing him 75 down to 60. So I would say, unless I'm forgetting anything, which I don't think I am, Joey. Oh, and that's Sand Golem. He didn't get to attack yet, did he? Yes, you should have gone more quickly. Now, your knight gets attacked by the Sand Golem, taking it down from 80 down to 50%. All right. So just where you're standing, Thief is at 60, White Mage is at 95, Knight is at 50, and Black Mage is at 95. So your physical attackers are middle-ish health, and your mages are pretty up there. Your turn.
I'm going to heal the knight with the white mage and then attack the first men in black with the thief.
Very good.
All right, I'm going after the sand golem with the black mage, and then we'll hit that same men in black with the knight.
All right, cool. All right. Between your attacks on the Men in Black, which is the second one, the ice one, that takes it out. He is dead. The White Mage healing the knight brings it from 50% up to 80%. And the White Mage's spell of air, I'm assuming it's air that you're using by this point, is going to take that 60. What was he at? 60. So now he's down to 45. So you have a dead Men in Black on your hands now, and so what's left is the Sand Golem and the Lightning Men in Black. 45 health for the Sand Golem. That's shorthand, Sandstone Golem. And Lightning Men in Black is at 100. So it's your turn again. Wait, it's their turn. They're going to kill you now. They're going to try to. So the Lightning Men in Black shoots at your thief, bringing him from 60 down to 35. And the Sandstone Golem lowers his arm very dramatically, slowly onto the Black Mage, lowering him all the way down from 95 down to 20%. And it is now your turn.
I'm going to heal the Black Mage and attack the last Men in Black with the Thief.
Thank you for the heal. I will use the Black Mage to fire or, launch wind at the Sand Golem. And then we'll use the Knight against that Men in Black as well.
All right. The physical attacks work on the Men in Black, but it brings it down to about 5%. Your healing on that Black Mage is effective, brings it up to 80%. Now, interestingly enough, this air spell is critically effective. And the fault line in the ankle starts to rupture, and the Sand Golem, in a look of disbelief and confusion and despair, realizes that its existence has come to a bitter and crushing end. And because it has come so suddenly and disgustingly to itself, it has buried the lightning men in black in its wake, killing both of them.
Woo-hoo!
Your party is victorious. Great job, guys. Way to take out that fucking sand golem. He's like lumbering all over there, and then you got him. And now, by the way, you took the straight shot right through the desert, which could have been scary. And yeah, congratulations. You guys have won the game this evening. Great job.
Nice.
Did it.
I like that the sand golem was able to take out the Men in Black when he came crumbling down.
I was looking forward to that part.
Good. It's very good.
Well, I hope you guys had fun. Thank you so much for playing the value for value role-playing game on the Six of Wands this evening. Thank you for being here, guys.
Hell yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Guys, really, you guys were great. I had a great time, and there's not really much else to say. That's what the Six of Wands is for. So thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed this, and until next time. Burn. Nah, have fun. I'll tell you what. Remember, if you're staying safe, it's why are you staying safe? It's to have fun. So thank you for listening to the Six of Wands.
Yes, it was. That was our show. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Six of Discs, or even more. See you on the Six of Swords, the Six of Cups, or back again on the Six of Wands, which is held every second or last Sunday of the month, and you will definitely get due notice of that. All you need to do is be in the Six of Swords Discord to get a link to that. Just find me on Twitter at @occultfan or hit me up at occultfan@gmail.com. And for those who want some secret extra credit, all those who donate an amount of $33.33 will get a special little something-something from me. But anyways, you can only imagine. Anyways, thank you so much for listening, and yeah, continue to firewalk with me. Thank you.